Item 8C is a report 2026-093-2026-2027 on the warming room. And Rebecca, you've made your report. Do you have any updates or anything you'd like to add to the report or to emphasize?
Thank you, through you, Chair. What I would like to just emphasize is that this is a one-year program, a short-term solution. We are looking at long-term solutions through the Homelessness Master Plan and other various initiatives. One of the pieces of looking at an acquisition of a mobile construction trailer is that there is also the opportunity to potentially sell this asset once the season is over in order to recoup some of those initial costs that have been put in place. We have had an initial meeting with the Town of Cobourg staff, and we are currently looking through some of their initial feedback and kind of next steps that we would need to move forward with. Staff have begun working on what a 26-27 solution would look like prior to the closure of our last year's winter warming room. I will note that while June, this weather outside now feels comfortable and it feels not like winter, thank goodness. It took a little while to get here. The lead time for something like this is around 5 months. So we are really already in a point that we need to move forward if we are going to move forward with this in order to have the site ready to go for this upcoming winter season.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Go ahead, Warden Crate.
Yeah, thanks, Rebecca, for the report. Is there no way to look at Building 18 and say we could start with this and then we can progress? I mean, I'm looking at $330,000 for a 1 year sort of chance, and I'm looking at Building 18 and saying if we put X number of dollars into it, and it's partially ready now. I mean, I found out things like it already has the system in the ceiling for fire and so on and so forth, which means that people can actually sleep in the building. So I'm just looking at it and saying, can we better spend our money and have a long-term solution going forward?
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Through you, Chair, our staff have had an initial look at Building 18. I understand that our public works staff have also had a walkthrough to determine the amount of work that would be needed. At that time, of course, it was looking at the second floor, which is not accessible. So there is major work that would need to be done to ensure that it is accessible for individuals. And whether or not that might be ready to go for this winter or not, I'm not sure. I'm not the expert on that. But I do know that the amount of work that is required to make that second floor accessible and usable, while yes, it is sprinklered, there are other barriers that may also increase the lead time to be ready to go at that site, including the negotiation with the town and all those different pieces that we would need to go through to use that site and to make it accessible.
Thank you. Other questions from? Oh, okay. Go ahead, Councillor Cleveland.
Yeah, just curious, do we know what legislation would require a warming room, which is not an essential service nor a legislatively required service? I'm just wondering what legislation the director is referring to when it comes to the need for a non-essential service that we are providing by choice as a council. Is there not grandfathering? What about all like the I'm looking at the Cobourg Police Station, which just now, only this year, has become an accessible building, yet has been operating as a police building for, 26 years without that accessibility ramp? I'm wondering, how are some services able to operate within buildings without accessibility, yet this is a border. And I'm just trying to understand sort of the legislation or perhaps the requirement under AODA. I'm just wondering if we know where that is.
Thank you, Councillor Cleveland. Good question. Anybody want to take that? Lisa?
Thank you, Chair, through you. So that's an item that we could refer to the Public Works Committee or to the Public Works Department to provide that concrete information on it and how it fits with the AODA and our requirements for any retrofits and new builds. There are specific requirements. I don't have that detail right now, but I can get that information and bring it back.
Thank you, Lisa. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's really important, and I appreciate that because, again, this wouldn't be either a new build. This was at one point used as a medical institution. It still carries that title. And so that's one of the things. We wouldn't be rezoning. We wouldn't be redoing. This is an originally used facility as a medical facility. And so the idea that this is a new build is part of, I'd say, what is the debate. And so this isn't a new build. It simply would be a reopening. And so there are different rules around that. And that's why I'm wondering if we could have a look at that from a perspective that shows that, again, using the example of, I say, the Coburg Police Station, which is a building that isn't accessible, that has been allowed to be used for upwards of 20 years. So thank you.
It's a good point, and I'm glad to hear that Lisa and her team is going to take a look at that for us. Dan, do you have a comment?
I do, through you, Chair. I think at this juncture, what we're looking at is the other possibilities that exist. The building itself has current tenants that we have not spoken to, but maybe there is some form of negotiation there that might allow us the opportunity to not require the need for an elevator, but maybe we could look at the possibility of main floor. I don't want to discuss the nature of negotiation at this juncture in time, nor in any way surprise the existing tenants that plans are being made without due consideration at their end. I think it behooves us to do two things. One, the recommendation that's been brought forward is primarily to provide the committee with an idea of what we're looking at potential cost if we utilize the trailer route, and also that there are some time constraints associated with that. To Warden Crate's commentary, I think we need to take a good second look at Building 18 and see what opportunities we can make happen there within a reasonable period of time. Council does not come back until June the 17th. I think during that period of time we can do some work, but certainly I would recommend, or my opinion with respect to the recommendation for this report, is to let it move to council so that we can have a more fulsome debate. And thank you for all the commentary that's come forward.
I think that's a great idea. We know we have to have something available and for this winter, because last year we can still improve on what we did last year, and I think we're all game and want to do that. But we want to get the best possible solution that we can in that period of time too. So if you can get us something by for the June 17th, I believe it is, that would be great for staff, of staff. Oh, cool.
Can I do a follow-up as well? Yeah, and also Councillor Hankiski has her hand raised.
Okay. Councillor Hankiski, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I think that Dan had sort of taken a lot of the words out of my mouth, but I just wanted to chime in and say that my preference is to continue to explore the possibility that we've all just talked about in our comments, as opposed to something that's more temporary. So I'm all in favor of doing some further exploration work and finding a solution potentially within Building 18 and seeing whether or not there's any grandfathering that can be used to address the accessibility concerns.
Go ahead, Dan.
With respect to the report as well, late last night, Chair Logal and myself received correspondence from Councillor Miriam Mouton regarding her sentiments towards the utilization of the Golden Plow Lodge as a potential solution to some of our current homelessness challenges. I would just like to reiterate that we certainly appreciate the communication, but the council has already made a decision regarding the Golden Plow Lodge, and it's not something that we wish to re-enter a discussion about once again. There was mention in the correspondence about the value and the of the existing building. The reality of the situation is the costs associated with trying to bring that building into any type of legislative standard is not within the fiscal means of the county at this point in time. So, in response to that, thank you for the correspondence. But a decision has already been made regarding the plow. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Any other comments? Seeing none, I'll read the resolution, the revised resolution. That the Social Services Committee receive report 2026, 093, 206, and 2027, Warming Room, for information, and further that the committee recommend that County Council approve an upset limit of $350,000 for the acquisition of a mobile trailer and site setup for use over the 2026-2027 winter warming season to be funded through budget savings and or a draw from reserves as determined by the Finance Department, and further that the committee recommend that this item be identified for separate discussion at the June 17th County Council meeting. Can I get a mover and a seconder? Moved by Warden Crate. And I can't see your hand, Olena. Is it there? Oh, there it is. Thank you, Olena. Seconded by Councillor Hankivsky. Any further discussions? All in favor? That's carried. Thank you.